You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.
So a very good evening to everybody. This is the Racing Roundup, and today we are live from Glorious Goodwood. It's day three of the Glorious meeting, and we'll be looking ahead to racing tomorrow here and also on Saturday as well, alongside Jim McGrath. Here we are then on the Sussex Downs for the Racing Roundup with myself, Bobby Beavers, alongside Jim McGrath.
You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.
So welcome to this evening's show. Now, for regular listeners and watchers as well, if you watch us on Facebook Live and also on Periscope, you will see that from time to time we like to leave the studios, we like to leave Leeds, and we like to go out on location. Over the last couple of months as well, we've been at Aintree when it was the Grand National meeting, which seems so long ago, talking about jumps racing when it's well into the flat seas. We've also been live from York and Newmarket as well, and delighted to say it's the furthest we've been. We're at the bottom of the country here. We're at Glorious Goodwood. It is day three of the Glorious meeting, and I'd like to say the man to my right, Jim McGrath, is here as well. Jim, a very good evening to you. What a week it's been so far here on the Sussex Downs.
It's been a brilliant week so far, Bob. We've had some fantastic racing, and you arrived late last night, ready for the last 3 days, and you're looking a real cool dude.
Thank you.
You've already won the best turnout, wowing all the ladies here. The sad thing is no one understands a word you say.
No. And I wear his socks as well. Can't forget about the socks.
Yes. That was something I was concerned about.
Well, probably to everybody listening now, especially at Mike Barlow as well. Mike, a regular listener to the show. Mike.
From Australia.
Mike from Australia, I can confirm I am wearing socks here. But looking at the racing as well, what we've seen over the past couple of days, it's been a good week so far in general, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's all this course is unique, and when the weather's gorgeous, as it has been so far, it's a wonderful backdrop, and the course itself lends for exciting racing because it is tricky track. But we've had some good stuff. Stradivarius winning the Stayers race on the first day was exciting, and he now goes to York to see if he can complete the £1 million four-timer. So that's still very much on, so to speak. And then, you know, here this afternoon, Bob, we've seen good stuff. We've seen Mark Johnson on the winner's board again, and a good performance from a filly that really deserved a win for Godolphin in the big race of the day, the Nassau Stakes.
We certainly did indeed. And more than this, as won this afternoon for Richard Fire. You've got a bit of a stat about his wins here at Goodwood. Let's just say it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know you spoke to him earlier, but he didn't point out to you that he hasn't had a winner here for 4.5 years. And he said, I've had nearly 100 runners since I last had a win here. But anyway, more than this has landed a touch for Messrs Timmins and Rhodes, who are two long-standing owners of Richard's. And they're down here. They were all absolutely delighted.
Yeah, great for Richard. He's got quite a few runners over the next couple of days as well. So his wins for Musley Bank may not have finished just yet. Right, what we're going to do, we're going to look ahead to tomorrow's action, and we're also going to look ahead to the action on Saturday as well. Right then, Jim, tomorrow it's at 3:35, so about 23 hours from now. We have got the King George. It's the Group 2 Batash, ran about the even money favourite with the bookmakers. He won the race last year, didn't he, Batash?
He did indeed. Yep. The conditions were very, very different. If you remember, a year ago yesterday, racing took place in an absolute monsoon. They had more than 2 inches of rain, so Batash had to cope with very soft ground. It's just about perfect now. I saw Frankie about half an hour ago. He said it's lovely ground now.
It certainly is, indeed. And then obviously trying as well. It's absolute, well, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Jim, but it's absolutely glorious here at Glorious Goodwood. Is that the right way of putting it?
Yes, you can use that phrase now, Bob. And in this renewal of the King George, we've got the winners of the last four renewals of this in the shape of three horses, actually. Tate Cover's won it twice. Muth Mears won it. He wears blinkers for the first time tomorrow. And Batash, the 2017 victor.
Yeah, it looks an absolute cracking renewal. Very much looking forward to this. Now, earlier on today, before Richard got his winner here this afternoon, I did catch up with Richard Foyer. I spoke to him about Mr. Lupton. He will take his chance tomorrow in the King George. And I also spoke to him as well about his three runners, which will be taking part in the Stewards' Cup on Saturday afternoon. And here's what he had to say to me earlier on. Richard, a pleasure to see you. Let's talk about a few of your runners. If we start with it tomorrow in particular, it is the King George and Mr. Lupton. You got lined up. How do you think he'll go on tomorrow?
Yeah, look, if Batash turns up, I mean, we're all playing for second places, but I'd settle for second. I'd take second now. He's getting quicker as he gets older, this horse, and he's in great form. I just thought, take Batash out of the race, which he's not. He's in the race. You know, it's very open for the places, so we'll give it a go and see what happens.
Just before I talk about the Stewards' Cup, am I right in saying it was 20 years ago, back in 1998, you won the Stewards' Cup for the first time?
I wouldn't have said that long, but if you say 20 years, it probably is.
We've got three runners competing on Saturday afternoon. We'll start first with Grell. He was fourth in the race 12 months ago.
Yeah, ran a good race, but the ground's a lot different than it was last year. It was on the slower side, which probably suits him, but he's in great order, I think. He could be £10 lower this year, but whether £10 and faster ground is what he wants, definitely the £10, but the faster ground probably not. But I thought he ran well at York the other day. He was drawn the wrong side, and it was a good solid run, so I'd love to see him win something like that.
You've also got George Bowen as well, Richard. He's absolutely loving life this season, isn't he?
Yeah, look, he needs to be a Group 3 horse now to win this, but he's in great order. If he turns up in the form he was at York and Hamilton the other day where he broke a track record, he must have a chance.
And Marie of Leon as well. Are you a bit concerned with her about the ground?
Yeah, I would be. Any rain would definitely help. But she's a sort of filly in my mind. At the beginning of the season, I thought a Stewards' Cup would be something that would be within her grasp. But as you say, if it was slower ground, I'd have a bit more confidence.
Are you happy with the draws you've got for your three?
Yes, but I'll tell you after the race.
Richard, thank you very much for your time as always. Have a great day.
Cheers.
Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath on Proper Sport.
So that was Richard Foyer talking to me earlier on about his runner tomorrow in the King George and also his three representatives in the Stewards' Cup. Now, what we're going to do, we're just going to move slightly away now from tomorrow's racing action and look ahead to Saturday. The reason being is that we're currently waiting for the trainer, David Griffiths. He's currently on his way to us. He's duly representing the King George tomorrow. He's got Tate Cover, who has won the race twice in the past. If he wins tomorrow, he'll make history by winning the King George for the third time, and he's also got Duke of Firenze in there as well, who only ran the other day in a sprint handicap that was on Tuesday. He's currently making his way over to us, so we will come back to the King George and we'll preview that race with him. So we'll fast forward a day and we will look ahead to Saturday's action, and we'll start first, Jim, with the Stewards' Cup, as that's what we've just spoken to Richard Foyer about. It's the big sprint of the day. 6 furlongs is the distance, and it takes some doing to win a Stewards' Cup, doesn't it?
Yeah, 28 runners. We've got three of the first four from last year, and one of those, Growl, who was fourth last year, is actually £10 better in this time. So, as Richard said the other day when he ran at York, well, the other day, last week in fact, he felt he wasn't drawn in the right area. He's a bit of a tricky character, Growl. He only wants to be in front for about 50 yards, so timing his run right is a difficult thing. I accept that he's got a logical chance on form, but I think there are one or two that might be too tough for him in the finish. Two horses are dominating the market. Spring Loaded, who won at Ascot 2 or 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and Ryan Moore is now booked to take over on him, and he's been well back since that happened. And Foxtrot Lady, who's a three-year-old. There are 3 3-year-olds in the race. Not many can get in these days. And her half-sister won this 2 years ago. And Foxtrot Lady is following an almost identical path, Bobby. She won the same race at Newmarket as her half-sister did, and she comes here very well supported too. She's trained by Andrew Baldy.
You know what though, Jim, just looking on paper, we could literally go through like every single horse and make a relatively good case. Of course, you've got Lancelot Dulac that won the race 12 months ago for Dean Ivory. I believe it was Frankie Dettori in the saddle that day, wasn't it?
It was, but I mean, you talked about how hard a race it is to win. Only five. This race began in 1840, and no, I wasn't there before you ask.
I wasn't even going to say anything. Right. Well, yes, I was actually. Yes, I was.
Only five horses have ever won this twice, okay? and the last one was 50 years ago, Skydiver. Mm-hmm. So it is very hard to follow up again. So Lancelot Dulac, not for me. I think there'll be one or two better handicapped than him. It's a race that's very strong for the North. You know, here we are flying the flag for the North. There are 9 Northern trained sprinters in this. And incidentally, just a quick aside, in the first race on Saturday, the Stewards' Cup consolation race, Marjorie Fife, that trains at Stillington, she has only 20-odd horses. She runs 4 in that. So the North have got a lot of runners down here this week. Plenty with chances. So to go back to the Stewards' Cup, you've got to pick 2. I like Foxtrot Lady's chance. She's a short enough price, but I'll take 2 against the field. Her and Silent Echo, who ran really well when 5th in the Wokingham at Ascot, and is £2 better in here.
And what I'm just going to quickly mention as well, and there's a little bit of a connection here with myself, Reputation representing John Quinn. Was as big as 66-1 this morning. A little bit of support for Reputation into 40-1. Now, when they made the Stewards' Cup draw here earlier on, John Quinn wasn't here, the trainer, so I stepped in and represented John Quinn. And what happened was is that you sit down, and just to explain the procedure, you sit down, you listen for the name of the horse. If the trainer's not there, the owner, you know, I was representing John Quinn. And then what happens is that you get to pick which stall that horse comes out of. And John said to me, he says, right then, Bobby, he said, I want the stand side. So obviously it's the high draw for the stand side, because that's the quicker ground. This horse needs quicker ground. What happened, Jim McGrath? I'll tell you what happened, Jim McGrath. It was the first one out. Reputation, the first one pulled out. I had John on the phone, and John said, Bobby, go for 28. So go for the highest draw there. Gone for 28. It's on the stand side. He's got the quick ground. And John actually said to me, because he's got a good draw, because he's got the quick ground, a £7 apprentice on board, he said he's worth a small each way.
Right, okay, right. Well, you've got your name in there on that one, haven't you? Do you know, I think Craig David, when he made that record, Born to Do It, he was singing about you, Bob.
Oh, I love it. That's brilliant. So, yeah, Born to Do It, that's me, Craig. That was 18 years ago, that.
What?
Born to Do It, that
was
album.
It?
Yeah, 18
right.
years ago. Okay. I was 14. How
Should
old were you, Jim?
Should we move on with the racing?
We certainly shall, indeed. Right then, also on Saturday, as well as having the Stewards' Cup, we also have the Group 3 Gordon Stakes. It's a mile and a half here. Now, we was hoping to try and get Charlie Johnston on as well, but they've actually got a horse in this race, so unfortunately we haven't managed to get Charlie. But the Gordon Stakes is one of the key trials towards the William Hill St. Ledger, which takes place on Town Moor in September. Now, we've already had trials already. We've had the Bahrain Trophy that was won by Wells Fargo of Timisoara. That's a notable one. The Queen's Vase as well at Royal Ascot is also seen as another trial. This one is as well. It's the Great Vulture in a few weeks' time at York, Jim.
Yeah, but it's the Qatar Gordon Stakes that, you know, at 3 o'clock that we got to focus on. Only 4 runners. One stands out on form, and that is Mark Johnson's DXB. And he stands out on the form that saw him finish second in the Derby, and he hasn't run to anything like that on his last 2 starts. Now, to me, the ground is important to this horse, and it's nothing like as soft here at Goodwood as it was on Derby Day. So 3 horses have got to step up. Bombix, Cross Counter and Sun Maiden are 3 horses in against him. They're all in the Ledger. Mm-hmm. Sun Maiden is a filly. She's had only 3 runs. She's trained by Sir Michael Stout. And I think if there's going to be an upset to turn DXB over, I think it could be her.
And Sir Michael Stout won it 12 months ago, didn't he, with Crystal Ocean, I believe, went on to finish 2nd in the St. Ledger.
Yeah, Sir Michael Stout's won this several times over the years, Bob. I mean, the likes of Ulysses has won this. And if you go back, Harbinger, Conduit, really, really good horses. Conduit, of course, won the Ledger.
Yeah, Conduit did. I believe it was that 2008, if memory serves.
It was, Bobby. Well done.
I remember that. I was there that day. And I can't remember off the top of my head, but I do think I backed Conduit that day as well. So
who rode it?
It was Frankie Di Torre.
It was.
And Ryan Moore chose the other Sir Michael Stout horse.
I can't think.
Can you remember the name? I can't remember. It slipped my mind.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we've both forgotten. Now, as I say, we are here at Goodwood. We are hoping David Griffiths is going to be here.
Well, he did say 12 minutes ago he'd be 7 minutes.
Yes. So we are hoping he's. What we'll do, we'll start talking about the... we'll go back to the Friday, then. We'll have a look at the King George, and hopefully he will join us very, very shortly. He said he was only 7 minutes away obviously 7 minutes in his time must be about 15 minutes, Jim.
Well, actually, it's very difficult to predict things around here. I mean, the traffic around the Goodwood area, particularly this time of the day, is pretty mind-blowing. Trying to make any sort of a plan, you're chancing your arm. So he might not make it, but his horse Takeover is appearing at the Goodwood Festival, this glorious Goodwood meeting, for the sixth consecutive year. Mm-hmm. He's been first twice.
Yep.
Second twice and fourth once, and three of those races, as you told me before we went on air, have been in the King George. So it's his fourth appearance in the King George. So he's been a fine horse. He's an old stager now, Bob, but he can still go a gallop. But quite honestly, I think this is Batashis to lose. He's a short price favourite. I think he'll take the world of beating. Some people were critical of his jockey at Royal Ascot when he just got chinned in the closing stages, but he's got blinding speed. That Charlie Hill's after a sort of quiet July, beginning to July. A lot of his horses have run a lot better in the last 10 days or so, and he's had a couple of winners, so I expect Batash to be back to his best.
Yeah, Batash, as we said earlier, on roundabout even money as it stands to win this race for a second consecutive year. Now, Jim, I believe you've got a couple of stats for us, haven't you?
Well, it's been an interesting week, and Goodwood throws up all sorts of things, Bobby. We had a winner yesterday, not that I found it, at 125-1. Now, you know, a lot of people who listen to this week, we never tip horses that price because most of them don't have much chance. But Feel Glorious, appropriately named, and my colleague Roger Trevor actually found a lady that had backed it. She had a pound each way on it. So she was in clover. But how does that rank all time, Bobby? It's the longest price winner in British racing for 6 years. The longest price ever, incidentally, was in 1990, the longest starting price return, and that was Equinoctial at 250-1 at Kelso in 1990. So Feel Glorious was half that price, but it was the longest price winner in Britain for 6 years.
That's absolutely brilliant. Great to get your stats on there. And of course, Jim, I'm not quite sure if David is going to make it, so we do need to move on. I always ask you around about this time of the show for your tips. So what are you selecting this week? What are your tips for the weekend's action? And even tomorrow as well, if you've got one.
Yeah, I've got one for tomorrow in the nursery here at 4:10. Godolphin's Leading Spirit won last week at Newbury. You could have tied a bus to it and would still have won. He's here under a £6 penalty. The ground's ideal. Okay, there's one or two relatively unexposed horses in against him, but they'll have to be pretty smart to beat him tomorrow. So I think Leading Spirit has a fine chance there. And then on Saturday, in another nursery, in the 2:40 at Newmarket, a filly I saw win at First Class Friday, Princess Power, trained by Nigel Tinkler, who's on course for his best ever season. She takes her chance in another competitive-looking race, but I think she's still ahead of the market. So I go for Princess Power on Saturday, and my tip here at Goodwood, in the Stewards Cup, Silent Echo each way. Silent Echo each way.
So Silent Echo each way for Jim there, to just finishing his tips. Each way for the Stewards Cup on Saturday. Right then, that's the end of the racing roundup. Unfortunately, David has not joined us, but it was great to speak to Richard Fahey earlier on. As we say, he's got three runners on Saturday, and he's also got a runner tomorrow in the King George. Those are the horses we did concentrate on when speaking to him. Jim, as always, thank you very much for your time. Safe trip back to Yorkshire.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely to be with you again, Bob. Enjoy the last 2 days. And the next time we're together is for a York Ebor special.
Yes. So we'll be back together in a few weeks' time, looking ahead to the Ebor at York. But for myself and from Jim, thank you all once again for tuning in. And we will be back very, very soon. It's goodbye for now.
Bobby Beaver's Racing Roundup with Jim McGrath.